This is David Tant speaking, and we continue our study today from the book of James. We got through the first part of the second chapter, and I believe we're ready to begin this week with verse 14 of chapter 2. There's a whole paragraph there that deals with one subject, so let's read it together. If you have your Bibles, and turn with me. What doth it profit, my brethren, if a man say he hath faith, but have not works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and in lack of daily food, and one of you say unto them, Go in peace, be ye warmed and filled, and yet you give them not the things needful to the body, what doth it profit? Even so faith, if it have not works, is dead in itself. Yea, a man will say, Well, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith apart from thy works, and I by my works will show thee my faith. Thou believest that God is one? Thou doest well. The demons also believe, and shudder. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith apart from works is barren? Was not Abraham our father justified by works, in that he offered up Isaac his son upon the altar? Thou seest that faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, And Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Ye see that by works a man is justified, and not only by faith. And in like manner was not also Rahab the harlot justified by works, in that she received the messengers and sent them out another way? For as the body, apart from the spirit, is dead, even so faith, apart from works, is dead. This is a very interesting portion of Scripture, and we'll be spending some time on this because there is such a great misconception, as well as a great deal of false teaching, on the matter of works and faith among so many today. The common idea is that we're saved by faith only, and that works has nothing to do with our salvation. Well, that depends upon the kind of works of which you're speaking. Now, clearly from the passage here, works are essential, are absolutely necessary to our being acceptable before God. But the Bible speaks of two kinds of works, two different kinds of works. One we might call the works of merit, or the works of righteousness, and the other we might call the works of faith, or the works of obedience. By the first kind of work, we mean those works that a man might attempt to do in order to earn or to merit his salvation, to deserve it. That we could stand before God and say, God, you owe this to me because I have done thus and so. Well, no man can be in that position. God doesn't owe us anything. All that we have is but the grace of God. But on the other hand, are the conditions that we meet that God places upon us. And he being the one who has saved us, has the right to impose upon us any conditions that he so wishes. Now notice in the text here, what profit do we have in verse 14 if we claim that we have faith, but we have nothing to go along with that faith? He says, can that faith save him? Obviously the answer is no. Such a faith cannot save him. And he goes on then to give an example. So if a brother or sister lacks clothing and food, and you just smile real big and place your hand on the shoulder and say, Oh, God bless you, go in peace, be warmed and filled. But that's all you give them. He said it profits nothing. Even so faith, if it have not works, is dead in itself. Such a faith does no good to the person who is in need of help, and it does you no good if that's all that you have to offer. And you say, be ye warmed and filled, and yet give them not the things needful to the body. Yea, a man will say, Oh, you have faith, and I have works. All right. If you can show me your faith apart from your works, he said, I by my works will show thee my faith. Well, you cannot show or demonstrate faith apart from works. I understand there are different kinds of faith. There is a faith or a belief which is merely a mental assertion or an intellectual acceptance of the fact that Jesus is the Son of God or that God is. And there are many who have such a faith. But a mere intellectual acceptance or mental acceptance is of no value in and of itself. Or we find in John the 12th chapter, verses 42 and 43, that nevertheless, even of the rulers, many believed on him. Now, if you were to talk to many denominational preachers today, they would say, oh, those folks are saved because they believed on Jesus, and that's all you have to do. But notice further here, nevertheless, even of the rulers, many believed on him, but because of the Pharisees, they did not confess it, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. For they love the glory that is of men more than the glory that is of God. All right, here were those who had faith. It says they believed on Jesus, but they would not confess it. Now, you remember what Jesus said back in Matthew 10, verse 32? He said, whosoever will confess me before men, I will confess him before my Father. But whosoever will deny me before men, him will I deny before my Father who is in heaven. So that shows right there that faith alone is not sufficient for us to be pleasing unto God. We must also be willing to confess our faith before God. But somebody said, well, that's not really a work. That's not something you do. Well, what is faith? Did you know that the Bible taught that faith itself is a work? You want to know where? I'm glad you asked. Over in John the 6th chapter, verse 27, Jesus, in discussing with the people here, said, work not for the food which perisheth, but for the food which abideth unto eternal life. We're commanded there to work. We're to work for the food which abideth unto eternal life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him the Father, even God, hath sealed. And they said unto him, therefore, what must we do that we may work the works of God? Now see, these are works that God approved, and they said, what can we do that we may work the works of God? Jesus answered and said, therefore, unto them, this is the work of God, or that is a work approved of God, that you believe on him whom he hath sent. Now, good friend, if it be true, as we are told, that we are saved without any works, then we can be saved without belief, because it says here that belief is a work, and it is one of the works that is approved of God. Well, you believe that God is one, verse 19 of James 2. Thou believest that God is one, thou doest well. The demons also believe and shudder. Does not that indicate that there are different kinds of faith? Here, the demons in hell believe in Christ. If belief alone is all that it takes to save us, then according to the teaching of so many preachers today, even the demons in hell are going to be saved, because they believe in God. Verse 20, but wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith, apart from works, is barren? Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works, in that he offered up Isaac his son upon the altar? Thou seest that faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, and Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Now it talks about this back in Romans the 4th chapter, and some have said that there's a contradiction between what this says and what Paul said back in Romans. Romans 4, verses 1 through 5. What then shall we say that Abraham our forefather hath found according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not toward God. For what saith the Scripture? And Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned unto him for righteousness. Now to him that worketh, the reward is not reckoned as of grace, but as of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is reckoned for righteousness. Now on the surface, you know, we've got a problem here. Verse 21 of James 2 says, Was not Abraham our father justified by works? And yet here in Romans the 4th chapter, it says that he was justified by faith and not by works. So obviously we're talking about two different kinds of works. Now let me give an illustration from the Old Testament. In 2 Kings the 5th chapter, we have the story there of Naaman, who was a captain of the Syrian army. The man had leprosy, a dread disease, then as it is now. Well, there was a young Hebrew maiden who was a servant in his household, and she informed her mistress that there was a man in Israel who could cure her master's leprosy. So Naaman was sent with great gifts and all to the king of Israel, who didn't know what was going on. And finally, Elisha, the prophet of God, heard about the man being there and said, Send him to me, and I will show him that there is a God in Israel. But Naaman came then before Elisha. And Elisha sent a servant out and said to Naaman, Go dip in the river Jordan 7 times, and you'll be cleansed of your leprosy. Well, at first, Naaman was wroth, it says. He went away in a rage. He thought that this prophet would come out and strike his hand over the place and say some mumbo-jumbo, you know, put on some big show for him. Finally, his servant said, Well, Master, if he'd commanded you to do some great thing, wouldn't you have done it? Well, yes. Well, why don't you do this? It won't hurt anything. So Naaman repented of his attitude. And he went and he dipped in the river Jordan 7 times. And he was cleansed of his leprosy. Now then, did Naaman earn his cleansing? No, he did not. Did Naaman do any works? Why, certainly he did. But he did not work as a matter of earning or meriting his cleansing. It was still by the grace of God. But God, don't you see, placed a condition upon his healing. And not until Naaman's faith was coupled with a demonstration of his faith, not until then did God bless him with cleansing. We find many examples of this that we'll continue to talk about some. Romans 5 and verse 1 says, Being therefore justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And someone says, See there, it says we're justified by faith. Yes, it does. But it does not say we're justified by faith only. Notice that. Nowhere in all of God's Word does it say that we're justified by faith only. But you know, I can read that time after time after time in the creeds that men have written to guide various denominations. Some say it in these words, Wherefore, that we are justified by faith only is a most wholesome doctrine and very full of comfort. I know of at least 2 church creeds or disciplines that state it in those exact words. Others state, being therefore justified solely by faith. But the Word of God says that is not so. Here is a flat contradiction. And we want to talk some more about this tomorrow. You remember this. Because we want to take up here in James 2, around verse 24, which shows that such is a false concept. We thank you for listening today and hope that if you have a question that you'll feel free to call us at 455-8412. This is David Tant speaking for the Church of Christ at Embry Hills, and this is Radio Bible Study. We hope you'll tune in tomorrow and study with us as we continue on this same subject.